Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay! Welcome to FMLFPL, I'm on!
This is Walsh.
This is Nate.
This is Guest.
We're live in downtown New York City at the studio of producer Nate. Round one of the FML Field Cup is done. How'd you do, Walsh?
Just 1-0, baby.
1-0, baby. What a team 1-0 over here.
Today is the day of Jesse Lingard. I mean, we have to praise all of the idols of Jesse Lingard. Thank God, goddamn, Jesse Lingard. Two-pointer. Saw me through in the FPL Cup. Had a nice week. Everything's peachy and copacetic.
Yeah, you're on 78 right now. Your rank's looking good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like 12K, 13K in that region. I'm fucking beating off with the tears of Lingard owners as lubricant to my jerk
Lingard's sessions. For those who don't know, Lingard's blank, what confirmed my win and Walsh's win in the cup. But, Nate, how'd you do? It was a little
weirder for me.
Yeah.
Opening up with a draw. Got a point.
Okay.
I'm going to have 57 with auto subs.
Rough week.
Yeah, not great.
Who'd you cap?
Did you cap Kane? You cap Kane, right?
Yeah, Kuhn.
We have the light side of me and Walsh capping Kane and the dark side of Jason.
Oh, it only
Nate.
Gets worse after
yeah.
Nate.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
I got put to the sword. I notched a 71-pointer despite capping Kuhn.
That's pretty good.
No, I mean, I feel okay about that, but
it's hard to balance like overall rank feels and FMLPL Cup feels because you want different things to happen. It's so hard.
I feel like I got away with murder for the game week, not capping Kane and putting in a good shift. But motherfucking FPL Sexy put up 88 points.
Destruction.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. I mean, I think we can just like blaze through the our team section and just housekeeping, and then let's just jump in, right? So let me shout out the January FMLPL Prize League Mug League leader, Alex Creswick, a.k.a. Lads on Torre.
Most notably not Tor.
Not Tor. No, Tor's the next one. The top of the FMLPL Public League, not Tor. Clark Hutchison overtakes him, so.
Big week.
It's the first time there's been drama in that league for a long-ass time, but we got four in the studio, so let's just go ahead and just it's just going to be bants. Then we start with like City Liverpool and talk Kuhn, talk Jesus, talk Danilo, talk Liverpool assets. There's a lot to unpack there. So maybe we start with Kuhn because the latest report is Jesus is only out for like 2 to 3 more weeks. Kuhn had chances but was pretty quiet. He got you guys the assist, so that was good. But I don't know. He has the two home bankers upcoming. Do you guys still feel the same way about Kuhn, or is it not worth it with Jesus coming back, or what's the deal? Nate, what do you think?
I mean, I didn't know about Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought it was at least a month.
Yeah, I wish. I'd fucking kill for a month.
So obviously that changes things, but I don't know. I guess he probably has two more games to see what he can do.
And then, you think he's basically from then on?
That's no. I mean, I just mean like depending on what happens in the next 2 weeks for Pep regarding his starting spot and for all of us.
Yeah.
Jason, there's also the specter of Sanchez possibly walking into the team. So if that happens, I'm out.
Right.
But
it's not happening to City.
It's supposedly, but it wouldn't be surprising, you know. I mean, the thing that I'm also worried about is, like, 2-3 weeks also means Champions League starting. So he's going to lose his nailedness no matter what he does in the home fixtures, you know. So he seems like kind of a bad pick, which is insane because he has the two home bankers coming out.
I don't know. I don't agree with that. I think that he's still a fantastic pick. It's just that he's expensive, so it's hard to wedge him into your team depending on your structure and shit. But, like, there are a lot of teams with Morata, who is an actual one-pointer bank. That's it. That's all he's got, and goodbye. But I think people had Kuhn when Jesus was healthy, and he was still returning very well.
Yeah,
and,
that's true.
I mean, he hasn't been proving, like, maybe great points per value, but at this stage when our team value is higher and, you know, City look really good and they have three really good home fixtures in the next four, I think he's fantastic. I wish I would be able to get him into my own team. I just don't have the structure set up to get him in really easily. But I still think that he's a captain with confidence. He's a buy with confidence. I think he's a fantastic pick. I would put him in easily if I could. I just can't in my own team.
It's just hard because it feels like such a luxury transfer because you know you're probably going to want to transfer him out soon. All right, but that's at least how I feel. Yeah, no, it's like, not I feel, definitely.
Yeah, but. Like, I get that, but at the same time, it's like, how many of us have had Kuhn when Jesus was fit?
Yeah.
And he was still returning. Still returning. Like, he was still doing fine.
Yeah, and he'd play 0 minutes, and then he'd double return.
And that's the other thing we talked about, I think maybe a month and a half ago, is that when Aguero doesn't start, he's not playing for 8 minutes on a cameo for a one-pointer, so you still get your bench player. So, again, now that our team values are higher and our benches are better, I think that you're more afforded to be able to have decent bench options. And even when Jesus comes back, if Aguero doesn't start, all of the games are always out of sight when they play bad teams. And if Aguero doesn't start, you get your guy off the bench. So you're not going to be stuck with like a 1 point, 10 minute cameo. You're going to get your first bench option. So
he's not Ben Davies.
Yeah, he's not Babies.
Davis. Sorry. Oh, I haven't said his name in a while. Davis.
Don't fuck up.
Welsh. The Kuhn thing is tough, and I have Morata, and he needs to die immediately. I just have to decide between like Kuhn, Firmino, and then there's like basically no one else. I don't know.
I think if you're one move away from bringing in Kuhn, I don't see any reason why not. I brought him in last week.
The potential upside is huge.
It's huge.
I'm still looking forward to these next 3 weeks. Like, I feel great right now. Everything's going to work out okay. I'm feeling good. But if you need a hit to bring him in, then it's a different story.
Right.
Yeah.
So I get why Walsh isn't rushing to do it. But like, I'm thrilled that I already made the move and I'm just going to ride this out for 2-3 weeks. And are we talking about 2-3 weeks before Jesus returns to training?
Or no, he's open to selection? He might be ready for Basel.
Oh.
In the Champions League. Yeah. But it's a sliding skill. It's like, it's a muscle injury. I mean, he's in a brace. You don't know. He could be out for fucking 2 months. Like,
yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
We're also going to bring him along slow if Kuhn does well.
Right.
Right.
So they're not going to, he's not first choice. So there's no reason to risk it.
And
like, they're not like MCL. Desperate to bring him in. I mean, they're walking the league.
That's the thing that scares me. Yeah. They're walking the league. So it's like, does Kuhn only play Champions League once that restarts?
Yeah.
And they just play like fucking Foden and Zinchenko at striker. It's like, who gives a shit? They could play anyone and win the league. Yeah. It does not matter.
Yeah.
That's a little bit scary. But that's Kuhn talk. Some people are interested in like Gundo and shit, and we just gotta.
It's just Gundo
is
the thing.
Quell that.
Yeah, he's so cheap, which is obviously enticing. We fell into that Gundo wagon last year.
Yeah,
but I mean, Silva is going back and forth in Valencia, and we don't know who's gonna play what week or whatever. But you have to think that you have a better. Like, I'd rather have Ibe than Gundo. I mean, you have someone who's a little bit cheaper, and like, you know, he's nailed at least now, and it's like with Gundo, he could return. Obviously, double return Max Bones this week, which is fantastic, but. Silva plays, like, he doesn't play. It's too fluid of a situation. Yeah, we don't have enough. If Silva's out for a month, like, get me fucking Gundo triple cap every day.
Yeah,
like,
every week, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other, I guess, interesting thing is Delph is also out for at least 2 weeks. I don't know. They were speculating on Twitter, like, it's also a muscle injury. Could be 3, 4, or 5, whatever. So, I don't know. We'll get to our teams later, but I was looking at Danilo. Like, I have Otamendi. I need to make money to get Morata to Kuhn. And I was thinking about an Otamendi to Danilo. If he's nailed, he's 5 million, getting the same clean sheet points. He fucking sucks, but he should, in theory, be nailed.
Yeah, no, he's a 5 mil defender on the fucking
best
top team.
Second best team in Europe.
That's unheard of. Yeah. Normally unheard of in FPL to have the walking the league team with a 5 million defender.
Yeah, so it's worth keeping an eye on. And then Liverpool, I mean, they fucking festivaled everything ever. Everyone has Salah. Sathya on Twitter wants to know who's the best to double up on Liverpool, assuming you already have Salah, because everyone has Salah.
So, I mean, I know Nate's like a huge Ox fan, but besides besides Ox, Nate, who are you looking at? Like, do you prefer Bob or Firmino? I mean, Bob or Mane, or what are you looking at there?
Or the Ox. He's fucking cheap as fuck.
It depends on your budget, and like how you're structured. If you don't like Kuhn, then Bob is the... What?
And Walsh is just... He just looks at Nate and he's just, like, fantasizing about, like, wild sex later
or
something.
It's true. Edit this out.
Dude, this hearing
out.
Your voice, like, amplified through my headphones.
I can't tell you.
It's so fucking milky.
I'm so excited.
All right. So if you don't want to make if you don't want two big budget strikers, then Bobby is also obviously the way to go. But Mane, I think, I mean, he didn't have a huge game, but he still looked really good. And they'll just continue to rely on him more and more in the final third, I think. So I think he's still a really good pick.
Yeah. Like without Phil and Chip.
Yeah.
Jason, what do you think?
As a gambling man, I go with Mane.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it costs more, but the reward ceiling is way higher, I think.
I mean, he has hat tricks in.
Yeah, he has hat tricks in.
Bob does not have
hat tricks. That's what we're getting to. Walsh and I are on the same page.
I mean, I'm the most Mane thing of life.
No matter what your fucking team structure is, they're basically the same price. Like, we're at this weird point in the season where, like, there's no set structure. Yeah. Like, even if you don't want two heavy strikers, then just have one. Like, it doesn't matter. Just get a Jordan Ayew. And that's probably what I'm going to end up doing, is getting, like, Ayew or Callum for Morata and then upgrading RLC to Mane. Because I just think Mane, yeah, like you said, like Walsh said, like, he has hat tricks in him. He gets the midfield cleans. He gets more points per goal. Yeah. Like, Firmino barely shot. Like, his goal was the absolute jerk-off fiesta of my life. It was so sick. But, like, he barely shot. That's not, like, he's not going to be prolific goal scorer throughout the season.
He's kind of the glue that, like, keeps that offensive line looking fluid and good. When he's on, that makes all the others even better. It only increases Mane's potential.
Exactly. Yeah. He was amazing.
He was pulling the strings. Yeah. He looked the best player on the pitch for Liverpool by far to me. Like, it was a Chan or whatever. But attacking-wise, Firmino was running that game.
Yeah.
Completely running the game.
And despite that, his only real good chance was a chip from the corner of the box that is really difficult and crazy, you know? So, yeah, the points for Mane is just... Yeah.
But basically, I mean, realistically, looking at the fixtures coming up, we have Champions League coming up in mid-February, but getting two Liverpool attackers seems very important because they're blowing City away by four. They're 1A to 1B City attack, and the price is right, whereas with City, you know, you have... Everyone has Raz, but Aguero's 11 and change. You have De Bruyne at 10 and change. Silva's in and out of the side. There aren't a lot of picks there for City.
And Sané scored, but he's been inconsistent for a long time.
Yeah, and with his role on the left wing, like, he's just not shooting that much. He's not that integral. You know, he's putting some crosses and shit like that, but, like, other than his goal, he didn't really take any shots take shots against Liverpool, and that's how he's been going. I mean, that was his first goal, or he's had, like, maybe one goal before for, like, a couple months.
That was his first goal since game week 10.
Yeah, so, I mean,
that's ludicrous.
Yeah, you don't want that for eight and change.
I think that has to do with Gundo being in for Silva, though.
Why?
Because Gundo everything's going through him as far as, like, being the more advanced midfielder, but he doesn't get into the box and make aggressive runs the way David Silva does. So that was all Sané.
Okay. So you're saying...
So that's why I think, like, he actually was shooting a lot in the last game.
So you think if Gundo's in for Silva...
Then Sané's more...
He was going inside more and making more aggressive,
To me, that was more of just a tactical thing from Pep being like, he can do Joe Gomez.
Go at Gomez.
Yeah, like, Gomez is young. He has mistakes in him. Yeah. He had a mistake and Sané burned him, you know? But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, when you compare, like, Sané or Kev to Mane, it's Mane's just...
Yeah.
Is he going to do Yedlin?
Shoot so much.
Yeah. What?
Is he going to do Yedlin?
Probably.
I mean, they're about to go up against a bunch of young, kind of sketchy fullbacks.
Yeah, Liverpool's fixtures are incredible. Like, they could be Sané. Scoring... What? Sané. Oh, you're talking about Sané. Oh, yeah. Mm. Maybe. I mean, he's still good. That's the thing. Obviously, he's still good. We're talking about the two best attacks in the country by far. But Mane is just, as Walsh said again, just hat-trick potential. He's starting to hit form. He's been, like, pretty bad for his standards all season, and he's hitting form right now.
Yeah, and the other thing with Mane is interesting is, like, I wonder if Klopp had in the back of his mind that he knew that Phil was going to be going in January, because he rotated Mane so heavily.
So much.
During the festive period.
How would he not know?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
That's why I'm saying, I think he might have decision. Fucking Nate. I don't know.
It just seems like that move was always going to happen.
Yeah, but, I mean, Mane should be, like, really fresh right now.
Yeah.
Like, fresh as fuck, and they have Champions League in, like, 3 weeks or whatever, but he's going to have to ride Mane. Like, Mane, without Phil in the team, goals have to come from Mane and from Salah. And, you know, you get the midfield. Obviously, Ox is a world-class player. He'll score a bunch of goals. But besides that, like, from an FPL standpoint, Mane is going to be getting...
This year it's his highest scoring... season so far.
Great stat.
This is like the Chinese New Year, year of the ox, year of the rat, year of the year of the
three goals.
Yeah, it's amazing. Best three goals of life.
Yeah, I mean, we should talk about him because
what's his price?
It's a little bit interesting. I'm looking up his price right now.
Five he's, something. Right?
Yeah, he's so fucking cheap. And if five, he six. Actually ends up being now, five, he's 5'6". I mean, he's taking all the indirect set pieces. He's taking the majority of the corners. He's the most attacking out of the three midfielders. He just put in an absolutely incredible performance against the best team in the country. If he nails himself, he's an option.
Yeah, but what do you think, Gus?
How the fuck did Ox actually become like a good midfielder?
He just went to a
he just
manager.
Left Wenger. Like Wenger's not like destroying him anymore.
It's one of those weird things where like I was thinking about Ross Barkley when we were talking about Ox earlier because it's like
that's a fair comparison.
You hear all of the evaluations and you're like, how is like Johnny Evans worth 30 million? How is Ox worth 30 million? It's like, I mean, we don't know anything. Like these guys are professional scouts and coaches and like you know, Pep and Klopp and whatever, they know what the fuck they're doing. And it's like, oh, this is why. It's like they saw what he could maybe do in a different position or a different role. And I don't know, like someone like Ross Barkley, like I trust that they're not just buying the piece of shit Ross Barkley that we all know. And they probably think he can turn into a really good player, you know. The Ox, dude.
Guess.
I mean, how nailed is the Ox? Like, is he going to be...
That's what we don't know.
Yeah.
So we have Lallana. Like, there are a lot of names in the midfield. Hendo's been hurt. I mean,
I guess
back to you, Lallana, is just like when we are looking at Lallana, and it's a fast game against City, obviously the pace of the Ox is incredible. He's an incredible player.
Yeah. Nate is just committing suicide every second of this.
I mean, I personally think that as good as Ox looks, he's just going to be kind of in and out with Lallana and, like, the creativity. And, like, Klopp's going to kind of play whoever he thinks is going to be better for that game.
And it's almost whoever's fresher also. Klopp runs people into the ground, you know. And it's been such a theme throughout the season of rotation and stuff. It's like, if you have a 100% fresh Ox and an 80% fresh Ox, you'd rather have 100% of Lallana than that.
Or the Ox.
Yeah, or maybe just the Ox. But you know what I mean? Like, if they're going to just press as high and as intensely as they did in City, then you just... And you can just freshen up the midfield all the time.
So it's a no-fly zone?
I don't know. I have no read on it.
I'm not interested in the Ox. I mean, he scored... He's got a record number of goals for himself in a season, and it's 3. Yeah. So, like, we're not getting, like, high upside out of the Ox.
Yeah. No, I mean, the assist potential is... better than goal.
So,
potential.
I mean, we're talking about assist potential. We're talking about rare.
He's a fourth head one, but that's not his game.
No, but it's like the corners and the frees.
But I mean, we're talking about like assist potential, record high goals at 3. I mean, it transitions also in the FPL game about like a player who's in the similar price bracket is Jack. Nate, tell me about Jack.
Wow. I don't know. I honestly would stay away from Arsenal for a few weeks.
Just no Arsenal player.
Like, it doesn't feel good right now.
What about Bellerin when I was shouting him last week and you're like, get the fuck out of my face?
Because he scored, but.
Yeah, well,
did we keep
because
it clean?
He fucking scored.
So he's our best forward. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Bell events with the little bail.
But
little
he's not going to get any clean sheet points.
No, never. Okay, so Jack sucks. Arsenal sucks. Good Walsh.
Jack's
good
great,
job, Walsh.
But...
Great transition. That's great content.
I mean, Ibe is good, though. You brought up Ibe earlier, and he's...
He's a 4-9.
He's a little super soupy. He's kind of soupy.
Super duper.
Yeah, I mean, he's been nailed, and his stats have been really, really good, and he probably also has a record number of goals because he didn't really, like, do anything at Liverpool or Bournemouth, but I don't know. Would you rather have nailed 90 minutes Ibe with his stats than Ox? Yeah, it's probably more sensible.
Yeah. I mean, I
like
think...
Ibe.
Go on.
Yeah. I like Ibe.
That's it.
For all the same reasons. Nothing new.
Big
just
inside.
Like him.
Hot take by
good guy.
Ibe.
Yeah, no, I mean, his stats are good. His underlying stats for the last 4 or 5 game weeks have just been outstanding, and he finally turned it into a goal, but I still just get nervous about Bournemouth, similar to like maybe why I've been trepidatious about Arnautovic, is just that it's like they're a bottom 10 team. And, you know, Eddie Howe sets them out to try and score goals, but they're still like bad and their players are bad. So I'm just nervous if Ibe is going to really keep going.
Yeah. But I think they were good yesterday.
No, they were absolutely
much better.
Arsenal fan Nate says they were good against Arsenal. They're definitely good. I mean, they've been good, but I'm still just nervous because it's Bournemouth. Like, they walk out on the pitch with their black and red shirts and they're fucking, they can't even have like a camera.
Mark Pugh and Ryan
it's like their camera like isn't even back. The like, angle. I can't watch. Oh, it's just like, what am I watching? It's a joke. I want to watch like Wolverhampton instead. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. I mean, it's like, it feels like no cheap punts. Other than, I guess, Lingard and Arnie for little stretches have
Lingard
come off
did
this
good
year.
Today, right?
Yeah, Lingard.
Fuck off!
But it's like every top team and top player in FPL, and there's so many this season, just return every week.
Yeah.
So it's like I've never.
This is definitely like the highest point scoring year ever.
By far. And I'm usually like mad scientist. Like in a normal year, I'd be all over. Like my team would be Lingard, Lanzini, Arnie would be my midfield in a normal year. But it's like I just can't transfer anyone out because my guys are all good and they score every fucking week.
Yeah.
Well, look, if Richarlison down to Ibe gets you Kuhn.
Yes.
Then, from Morata, like,
then that's a fucking
there's something sensible
jizz.
There.
Yeah. That's just that is win-win. Sensible. That's two good moves, Yeah, there's that, and that's why he's worth talking about, because he's so fucking cheap. But, I don't know. I think that's that covered pretty much. Should we talk about Arnie and Lanzini and West Ham? I don't even know what to say other than they just looked great and I have Arnie, and it was a fucking festival.
Yeah, I mean, they've just been... They flew this week. They've been flying, and...
They've been flying. Arnie is still playing forward.
Yeah, Moyes is just Guardiola. Moyes in. Yeah, Moyes-iola. Like, he's fantastic.
Moyes. Moyes, David Moyes.
David Moyes is back in Sociedad Moyes.
He loves Arnie.
That's bad.
Yeah, I mean, he... Arnie didn't have a goal before Moyes got there, and now he scores... He usually scores a goal now. Most games. I'm so happy I kept him, obviously. Like,
and he played out of position, too.
That's just where he's been playing. Like, Moyes is like a kid playing FIFA. And he's like, oh, like, you know, like kids who play FIFA always play Ronaldo at striker, not Benzema. Because it's like, oh, he's the fastest, strongest, best, like everything.
He's like,
it's like
6'2".
Benzema also sucks.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
but like,
fuck Benzema.
But in real life, there's tactical reasons to not do it. Moyes is like, no, like Arnie's like the biggest, fastest, strongest guy, and he's better than Andy Carroll or Chicharito, so fuck it, you know?
I mean, that's another buy with confidence. I mean, you look at the fixtures for West Ham, and I mean, Lanzini, I think maybe he's on pens, which is nice, but...
And his bones,
the bones are good. Bones, Jones,
Stounge.
But Arnie, if he's going to keep playing out of position, is fucking number nine. It's just a little bit silly. His price is like $7 million now.
Seven,
I think he rose last night.
Up,
It's hard to look past the 7 million out of position striker with the fixture that they have.
Yeah.
It's a short window. I think they have like 5 weeks until the fixture's really nosedive for West Ham, but you can't really fault that, especially players that still have people that saw Richarlison, who's just been terrible for 3 months and he's like 6'4, 6'5. I mean, that's an easy swap.
Absolutely
dead cert, easiest swap of your life. You know, you look to make that
or
switch.
Or even like Dilva. A lot of people have
kept Dilva. Same thing. Yeah. I mean, he's not even fucking playing anymore.
He's not even playing.
Yeah. So,
and you can, you're getting a striker.
What if you have
Zaha? Wilf?
See, this is the
Nate-Walsh dynamic right now.
Because he's 6'9 now.
No, it's you get Wilf at the fuck out of your team.
Yeah.
Palace.
I have him and Richarlison, so that's good.
That's a bad start.
Yeah. I took care of my Zaha problem.
Wow.
Brought in a Lingard problem.
No, I think, but that's the thing that's interesting this season, right? We were talking about before about kind of the changing sands of time, and the good teams are really good, and the mid-price team, like the players with mid-price assets, are very speculative. You just have to move really quick. Like these 7 million players, we have Arnautovic on West Ham, we have Palace with Zaha, and then Lingard with United. Like, you know, Zaha had a few nice performances, but then all of a sudden just, like, kind of dried up.
Benteke came back.
Yeah, Benteke came back. He's bad. Like, he's just, like, less relied on. And, you know, right now I think Arnautovic, he's playing fucking out of position as the number nine, and he's the guy there. And I think if you're playing in that bracket, you have to be really quick to switch your players in midfield, and you have to really identify, like, who's the flavor of the day and just jump ship quick. Like, you can't – it's not like we have, you know, David Silva earlier say you bought David Silva in game week 3. You're going to hold him until game week 20, and he's going to come good because he's a premium player and they're going to get points. But players like on Palace or on Richarlison and on Watford or whatever, it's not going to be the same thing. You just have to ride the hot form and you have to jump ship quickly.
Yeah.
And now I think it's just like firmly in West Ham with Lanzini and Arnautovic, and I think those are the players you have to buy there.
Yeah, I totally agree. But let's transition out to Burnley, because they don't really have any attacking assets that we're interested in at all, but they are that kind of like mid-table team or whatever. Like, they've been fucking bad lately. Yeah. And I know you have Pope, Walsh. You guys probably also have Burnley assets on this side of the table, only Walsh. But I know people are bugging about Pope, and Heaton's back soon, and like me. And, you know, they're highly owned. They have a lot of clean sheets this year. Is it time to bail, or do we back them to...
What do you think, Dan?
Bounce back?
You watched the Palace game, I assume.
Yeah, but no, I didn't. I was on the fucking plane, dude.
Oh, okay. From what I saw, they were pretty bad.
They're Burnley just or Palace?
Burnley. I mean,
Palace were all
good.
No,
Palace
right?
were good. Yeah. I mean, Sacco.
Sacco's so good.
Tarkowski sucks. He's like
conceded the most. He should have conceded like two pens that wasn't given.
He's very bad. Ben Mee is still good. I don't know. Pope is good, but they're just like kind of a mess.
Yeah, and Pope hasn't been getting saves lately.
I looked at their next three fixtures. First up, home United, then away Newcastle, and then home City. So I know Turf Moor is a fucking fortress, but you're not going to... What do you expect out of those fixtures?
Can you say that again? We didn't catch it. We didn't record that properly. Just say that again.
I don't want to botch it the second time.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, it feels bad.
No, it is bad.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, they're going down from now to the end of the season.
Yeah.
And it's time to sell.
And it's weird because the same thing happened last season.
Yeah.
They just, like, plummeted second half and, like, barely ended up staying up. Even though they were top 10 team.
It's definitely time to sell Burnley assets.
So are there other cheap-as-fuck defensive sides that we trust? That's the hard part. I don't really trust any of them.
And that's the thing that's, like, interesting. We've been talking, again, I mean, this is beating a dead horse, but we've been talking about just, like, buying, while you're looking at Danilo, $5 million. So,
right.
We've been talking about just, like, the top four teams, six teams are so much better than the rest of the teams, and we want to get as many players from those teams as possible, but with the price, it's hard. So if you're looking at the 4-5 region and less, like, I know a lot of people are talking about West Ham. I still don't love West Ham for clean sheets when they're playing teams like Huddersfield this past week, when I think an on-paper fixture for Moyes is like, okay, we're going to get 3 points and they're going to go at them and attack. I think they're very susceptible to conceding, which is what happened this week with Joe Lawley scoring, you know, 4-1 game. It's like, great. But if you have fucking Ogbonna or Adrian, like 2 points, like, get the fuck out of my fist. Yeah. You don't want that. So
yeah, they don't shut down.
Exactly. Okay. But I still really like Brighton. Like, I am very...
Yeah, I kind of have faith with them.
Yeah, I'm just, like, very steadfast behind Dunk and fucking Houghton and...
Phil Dunk and Duffy.
Duffy got me a fucking bonus
point. Duffy Bapp.
2-0 loss.
Duffy Bapp on 2-0 loss is all you need to say about that. But I feel like a team like Brighton sets up every single game, no matter where they're playing in the league table, for a nil-nil. Maybe a 1-0 on a counterattack with, like, a knocker and Izquierdo shit, but I think Brighton's defense is still really good, and I have a lot of faith having Dunk and starting him in on paper good fixtures. That
after this week,
they have Chelsea, and then they have a little mini run. And I mean, the price is still 4-4-4-5. I mean, you're getting what you're paying for. It's not like he's not fucking on Chelsea or United or whatever. But for that price, I think Brighton is where I look. I love the Brighton defense. I think that it's a good job.
Yeah,
good job by everyone.
There's also Everton. There's also Newcastle since Loss. I still don't know how to pronounce his name. Has come back. They've been a little tighter. I don't know. Nate, you were going to say something.
They're just conceding set piece goals.
They have a lot of set piece goals, that's their weakness.
Mm.
Which is unusual because, like, Dunk and Duffy, like, they're units. You know, you don't think that. It's probably Loss's fault.
Lulz. I mean, you'd think they would get it together soon, but You'd have to be able to bench whoever that is. They'd have to be
Ryan, fourth not or fifth. Wassel. Brighton.
Brighton.
God damn it.
Wow. Gosh, I love Brighton.
Transfer me out.
I still have Ogbonna sitting in my team. He's not racking up the cleans. He is only 4-5. I've just been taught to understand that David Moyes is capable of organizing a defense. Like, what else is he good at?
Nothing.
Right? So, are there any prospects? Like, West Ham have some great-looking fixtures. Is there anything to look at there?
Well, yeah. I mean, Walsh just shit on them. But if you believe, then you believe. And that's all there is to say.
Yeah, but I'm
that.
Just believing.
They're all cheap and-
I'm believing in the sense that, like, fucking Robbie Earl says some bullshit like that. And I go, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. They're
cheap
very hard
enough
team
too,
to read.
Right?
I don't know. No one knows, obviously. But I think they're fine to hold. You know, I don't think Ogbonna's an urgent transfer out. I have him too, but I don't like having him, and I don't trust him. And Nate,
no, I think they have multiple guys who are cheap enough to bench.
Yeah.
Like, if you think they're going to come around, you have them already, or yeah. You want a cheaper yeah. option, that's going to be your fourth or fifth defender.
Yeah, fifth defender, Ogbonna or Masuaka or something.
Masuaku's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Really?
But, like, I remember whilst we were talking about this before the double game week, but like someone like Cresswell, it's just like just too much money.
There's no point to spend an extra 0.5 for like you have like a 9% better attacking return potential yeah. and you're a fucking bad team. Like get
spending
the fuck
5-1
out of here.
On a bad team.
Danilo yeah. costs less than Cresswell.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's just
all
automatic.
That's all you need to know.
That's
about.
All you need to know. Yeah. One guy that's cheap and you know speaking about Danilo and just defense and all that shit that. We haven't really talked about, but he's on a lot of people's radar, Shaw. He's 4-9, and he's been starting almost every game since, like, game week 17. He's been starting
for
United.
It's just the Young question.
The Ashley Young question.
We don't know. Yeah,
when
we don't know. I mean, Young's
over.
Been suspended for fucking the last month, so.
Yeah.
If Young comes back from his suspension next game week and he gets put straight back in, then Shaw's a non-starter, but. I think it's like a very risky move to
it's
bring
very
China.
Risky. I think Young's like, back next
right,
game.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like if you had the foresight to bring Shaw in when Young got suspended right away, I mean, you're looking at 18 points in the good because they've had a few clean sheets since he's been starting. He's just been racking it up. But if Young comes in and he just gets straight back into the squad at the left back position, then you're just looking at a transfer out. So I think you need to at least minimum at this point wait until you.
Wait
you
know, until
you,
next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, you got to see yeah. who's going to play.
What's the bye news?
Bye. I think he's still out for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like kind of mixed. Maybe like a few weeks. I don't think it's like months. He's not going to be out for the season, but I mean, that's center back. It doesn't influence Shaw, but.
Yeah. I mean, it influences how good they are. Because they've had a good few weeks, but before that, they're letting
yeah,
up a lot of goals.
Well, with Rojo, like it's ridiculous. So Rojo,
that's what I mean.
Smalls.
If it's Jones Bias and Bai, then
he could return later this month.
Yeah,
I don't know though.
But
I
think
just,
Valencia.
Like, don't even trust that.
I think Valencia is just like a very interesting player as well because he's very expensive. Obviously, he's like six. Is he six?
Six,
six,
seven.
Six,
six,
seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
So
but,
expensive.
And he fucking scored a worldie off his off foot today. And
his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, his first game back. He puts in unsuccessful crosses for fun, so that's great for the Baps. And
CC Bellerin. I'm
yeah,
not
actual, yeah. yeah. And, you know, United have really good fixtures coming up. So I think Antonio Valencia is a fucking fantastic differential.
Yeah, yeah. He's
if you're affording, like, someone like, give me, like, Valencia over Otamendi all the time, like
yeah.
every day on the week, twice on Sunday. So I think Valencia is interesting, but I just don't think I would go there for Shaw because Young could come straight back in.
Yeah,
and
Young
you're
could
fucked.
Just
yeah, you're
fuck
just
you.
Fucked. Like,
yeah,
if you bring Shaw and he gets dropped for Young next week, you're fucked. Like, you're just fucked.
Yeah, and when, I don't think he's done enough to not get dropped. But, yeah.
And when Moo decides that someone is like a piece of shit as a human, I don't think he changes his mind that much.
Yeah.
Like,
Shaw's still probably yeah. going to get sold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Mickey has no chance of getting into Moo's good graces. Like, he's on the shit list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's
yeah.
going to, like, Nantes.
Yeah. Or, like, or Arsenal.
He's gonna, well, what?
Arsenal. Equally bad.
He's going to get tackled by, like, Nantes refs.
Oh, like the fucking guy.
Yeah, that was amazing. That pissed you again. Obviously, Chelsea are keeping cleans for absolute fun.
Oh, yeah?
Set 7 cleans, last 9.
I wish one of us had triple Chelsea defense like 2.5 months ago.
What are we going to do with Christensen? Because it is a fucking problem, and I want him out of my team.
Podker.
But Gaz is dead-ish?
We don't know.
Yeah.
He
jogged off. Like, he wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a pull. He wasn't like fucking dead.
Yeah.
So we just don't know. He might miss one game, might miss no games, might miss 4 games, like whatever.
Yeah. What I saw was not serious muscle injury, so.
Okay.
Probably nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's like, what, 33 or some shit?
Is he?
I don't know.
He's not that old, right?
He looks like it.
I don't think so.
I don't
so,
think he's
but...
that old. But regardless, I mean, Christensen started 1 of the last 4. Like, Rudiger preferred to him this week. 3 minutes off a fucking clean. He's been a nightmare. He's actually been a nightmare. And when Chelsea keep cleans, I'm supposed to have a part of it. And instead, I'm just losing so many points and dropping every time they keep it clean.
I think at this point, especially with Gaz out, it's just like you need to hold Christensen and just hope that he's going to play 3 of the next 4. And, you know, he played that League Cup game. Like midweek last week.
Yeah.
And it's obvious that Conte has been kind of protecting him a little bit, which is also a little like counterintuitive because if he's going to leave in the summer, you'd think he would just be running his first team out into the ground. And
Conte,
he's not doing that. Yeah, Conte. He's not doing that. So, but you look at it, it's just, you'd think that, especially like Luis is back, but if Gaz is out and then they have fucking like, I don't know.
What?
Well, Rudiger is the only guy in the same price range.
Yeah.
I mean, this is purely speculation, but if Conte is protecting Bodker, what makes more sense to, like, get him, let him get minutes in the league that you're not going to win anyway, or put him in high-pressure situations in the Champs League?
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't get the whole thing. Yeah, I just honestly
I can't really
wrap
my
head
around
that. Fucking goals. Like, they have Morata, like, he sucks. They have Hazard, he's fucking terrible.
Yeah,
like,
all they have is Marcos A.
Yeah, like, Christensen's, like, their best passing player on the team other than Fabregas.
That's true.
You know, like, let him flourish and let him tit.
True.
Like, you're nil-nilling against Leicester. They can't keep it clean against anyone.
Yeah.
And they're down to 10 men.
Yeah.
Like, give me Bodker, dude.
Bodker.
My favorite Dane.
He comes in after the clean sheet.
Yeah, 3 minutes late for a clean sheet just to
Thanks, fuck Bodker.
Us, dude.
But I think it's just you gotta hold. You just gotta hold.
I don't want to hold.
You have to hold.
But I should probably hold.
Yeah, you gotta hold.
This guy on Twitter, Hogsrud, wants to know what it would take us to bring in Sanchez, assuming he goes to either City or United or Chelsea, I guess, are now in the rumor mill as well.
Chelsea, really?
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, well, that's what someone from City actually said that. It's like some like press rep guy or whatever.
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, they basically backed out of it because they're not going to pay him £350,000 a week.
That's what it's up to now?
They said something like...
Arsenal getting any money for him when he's just being like such a brat with that kind of wage is such good business for Arsenal.
We offered him 300 also.
Oh my God.
Is that not enough money?
Not enough.
Bodker. Bodker would accept that.
I think it was something like the deal that if City was going to match the what United was going to offer, it would be more than what was going to happen in the summer transfer window.
Oh, right. Shit. I got some breaking
like in
news.
Wages.
What?
And what he was asking as a signing on.
What?
This is
breaking news
per,
what?
You know, Guillaume Balague?
Yeah.
This better be good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, this is weird.
An hour ago, he said that Sanchez agreed terms with United, personal terms. And United are willing to make him the 4th best player in the world after Messi, Ronaldo, and Neymar.
By best, you mean highest paid?
Highest paid.
Because he is not the 4th best
player. Yeah,
oh, sorry, I meant highest paid. Yeah. Best paid, whatever.
Okay. Wow. That's scenic.
Nate, keep going.
Okay, so let's just hypothetical, I guess he goes to United. He's still ridiculously expensive in the game.
He is the worst possible FPL asset I could imagine. Like at
11 why would you
change?
Want him on United
yeah, no,
if you didn't want him on Arsenal?
It's ridiculous.
When he was like
when he
the
was
focal
the main
point
man.
Of our attack.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous to think that people would want him on.
He's going to play but behind Lukaku.
Actual, it's going to be good for us because we're not like United fucking fuckboy fanboys of everyone getting
everyone
on United
buy him.
In. Yeah, he's an actual awful FPL asset at 11 change, playing midfield. Like, who knows when he's going to bet in, like, whatever. I mean, weird. I think it's an easy swerve.
Like, yeah, I have no interest
at all in him whatsoever. United, fuck United, dude. Fuck them.
Fuck United. Are we all united in this?
We are actually all united. What else do we have here? Sunshine and Danny Mac on Slack wanted to know about the upcoming Gaming 28 blanks. Ugh. We don't really know who's going to blank yet. Or is that shit on your mind yet? Yeah, it's not really on my mind.
It's on my mind, but I'm just like, I don't want to think about it.
It's far enough off where you could put out any fires.
Yeah, no, it's the kind of thing that's on my mind. It's like, oh, like I fucked those few girls without a condom, and I'm like, fuck, like, are they going to call me? Like, am I in trouble? You know?
Like, pretty low level threat warning.
Or really high. Like, I don't know.
Either way, you don't want to think about it.
Like, I'm intimidated, and I'm just like, I don't know. So it's a big risk. Like, it's a big risk, because if they are all blanking, I have, like, five guys. So, and one of them is, like, Wayne Hennessy or something.
Yeah, but
so.
The thing is, let's just say they're all your five best players are all blanking. Yeah. It's like, what are you going to do, go 4 weeks without them?
No, slowly get rid
of all of them? Like, you're going to lose so many points.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the free hit chip comes in. Like, that's when we're free
hitting.
That's
when the free hit chip is designed to come in.
Yeah, on the blank, big
blank.
On
the blank.
Yeah. What do you think, Dan?
I don't know about this shit. Chip theory. Chip theory, leave me out of this.
We're going to leave you out of this.
I don't even know what it does, honestly.
Free hit?
Yeah. Is it one free hit, or is your whole?
I'll tell you about it later.
Is it like a 1 week wild card?
It's a 1 week wild card, and then you go back to your original
team. I bet some people listening don't know.
Yeah, it's a one.
Like Oren.
It's a 1 week.
Great.
It's a 1 week wild card, and then you go back to your old team, right? So if you have a bunch of blankers, bring in guys, and then you get them back.
That's all I knew.
Now you're trying to be smart and like short and like cutting them
off. Yeah, now he's like sipping wine.
Oh yeah, I get it now. Are you fucking asshole?
Yeah, I get it, bro. I fucking get it.
Lads on Torre.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
No,
it was kind of a weird week. All the best players scored. All the best teams are good.
Everyone's
Chelsea
good.
Still suck at attacking. Like, you know. All right, yeah. So let's go ahead to.
I solicited some people on Slack if they wanted to deliver any messages.
Oh, shit.
I have something from Everybody Loves Raymond.
I love Ray.
he just sends his best wishes to NPass, who hasn't been heard from since he capped Lingard. So Toaster Wash is on.
Wow. Oh, Lingard, doing the business for us today. What a sweet, sweet win. We're at the fucking bar. It's full of these United fans, and we're just like cheering every time he fucks up, which was a lot.
And then Danny Mac is talking shit on his group in the FPL Cup because he's the only Brit against three other Americans. And I know we're a room full of Americans, but I'm certainly rooting for Danny Mac in this case.
Yeah, I mean, represent. Odd man out. Good shit.
Can I ask Walsh a question?
Yeah, please. I don't have to be the only one who leads. He's going to ask about Sokka, probably.
RLC. But,
oh, okay.
But kind of in regards to Sokka.
Okay.
Like, what's going on with RLC? Is he hurt? Is he out of the team?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. It's like, why is just that we have so many injuries that...
Is he injured?
Yeah, he's definitely injured. Okay. Like, he got subbed off, like, a few weeks ago with injury. But we have so many injuries that if a press conference, if they don't ask him specifically about Roy, about RLC, he just kind of says, like, blanket statements of, like, yeah, our squad's stretched really thin and, like, we're trying to make up for places deficiencies with whoever, so... I mean, it looked like he was pictured in training. Palace Twitter put a video out about like our training session, and I saw
Innocence work by you there.
I mean, good job by me. I saw RLC in there, but
yeah. So we don't actually know any info. Is basically what you're saying? Because
we don't know anything. I mean, he could be back next week, but thing with RLC is that like we've seen this all season. Is that he's like a muscle injury away from being out for a month. Like he's missed the majority of the games this year. So
and when Benteke is playing, he hasn't even been.
Yeah, and when Benteke is playing, he's an awful option. He's like a Dale Stevens. So he's a bad job. It sucks.
So is Sakho in when he's out, and is Sakho out when he's in?
No, I mean, Sakho's in for Townsend.
For Townsend.
Yeah. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, so I mean, like with Wilf and Sakho, like they'll rotate, like flip flop sides, but. I mean, yeah, if RLC's out, I mean, it makes his position even more nailed, I think.
Sokka's good.
Sako's good.
Out of position.
He's good, but he's
4.8.
Yeah, but he's never been nailed.
Yeah, no, I'd kill for him to be nailed. But it's not like fucking, the Wolverhampton days of,
he was a god.
Glory days of his culture.
Yeah. He's like, people don't know how.
No, he's great. He's great. I mean, he's so much better than Townsend.
He's so much better, than Townsend.
So much better.
At literally everything.
Every fucking
except
thing.
Except being English.
So
he's worse at. all right, let's go on. Let's go to captains. And every good team is playing a bad team next week. So captain is...
Pick a name out of a hat.
Basically pick a name in that, which really means Salah or Kane, because they're by far two best players.
Home Newcastle.
Kane. Kun. Yeah, I mean, Newcastle are Kun. Fucking Agreed. Bad. Swansea are also bad, who Liverpool is playing. Southampton are really fucking bad, who Kane's playing.
They're all really bad.
Those teams are all really bad. City's the only one that's home, if that matters. Not positive if that matters or not, but... I don't know. We've kind of seen all year that Salah's just, like, the best. Like, he just... you look at his game log and his returns and the double-digit hauls, and it's just every week. Like, the most consistent thing we've probably ever seen in FPL has basically been him since, like, Suarez.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, like, a good talking point here.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's ripping their team up to get Kun in because it's, like, home Newcastle or whatever, but... You know, you got to look at Kane and Salah, both with fantastic away fixtures with at Southampton, at Swansea. And Salah's returns, as you mentioned, Alon, is just absolutely off the charts.
Like, people who are new to FPL don't understand what he's doing,
right?
Like, in the scope of things. Like, premium midfielders are always good, but he double-digit hauls fucking every other week. And the weeks where he doesn't double-digit, he still returns. He has two blanks since game week 11 and 6 double-digits since game week 11. God. It's every week.
Yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself. And it's the kind of thing where we're looking at it and talking about it earlier before we started recording, but how much were we putting in, like, last season or two seasons ago, like, bias of just Kane, like, Kane's great, Kane's the best thing ever. And then now it's, like, when you're looking at it objectively about the numbers and the stats about Salah, it's just Salah's better. Like, Salah is the best player in the game. Salah's a better player in the game than Kane. And that's not really refutable this season when you look at the points and you look at the point totals. And like Alon just mentioned, you just rattled off those numbers. It's fucking double-digit hauls. 70%, 75% of the last fucking 2 months. Like, it's a ridiculous number.
Like, he has 32 more points than Kane.
Yeah, so, and like...
It's
like,
not close.
Yeah, and like, Kane has his braces and hat tricks, but in between those, they're 1 and 2 pointers. Salah is not blank. He does not put in 1 or 2 pointers. He puts in 5 and 8 pointers. Like, those are his shitty games, so... I think Salah's maybe a little bit better than Kane. I think I'm probably looking at captaining Salah over Kane, even though the fixture is very similar. It just seems like it's stubbornness. Yeah, it's like stubbornness to captain Kane over him.
Yeah, it's biased towards Kane, and it's biased towards
against
forwards
Salah.
In general.
Yeah.
Because forwards are always, for the last 6 years of playing FPL, who you cap. They're the best guys. They score the most goals. They're on pens, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, this year's crazy. It's just different. Yeah, I don't know.
What do you think?
I'm thinking, like, I'm probably going to go Salah over Kun because I'm afraid of going against the herd again a second week in a row. And at Swans is as good as it gets. And I just remember that Newcastle put up a good fight against City in the last fixture. It was a 1-0, I think.
True.
So I'm not going to, like, read too much into it, but it's enough to make me go safe and go with Salah.
But it's interesting you bring up the herd because – I don't know if the herd's going to be on Salah.
Well, yeah, there's so many good captaincy options.
It might be 65% on Kane.
Yeah, Kane
and
Kun.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think Kane and Kun will be above Salah.
I think so, too, which is
insane.
Mental.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's actually crazy, but that's just where we are. But I don't know, Nate, what do you think about captain?
I don't think there's a clear... So for some reason, so I'm totally guilty of the midfielder bias. Like,
yeah.
For some reason, I feel like he's not going to score as much.
Yeah.
And I can't really explain it. I guess because he, like, most of his goals are on counterattacks. So, like, if someone sits deep, I feel like he's not going to score as much. Whereas Kane could fucking shin two in like
Kane
he did
last
week.
Kane can be offsides and score, and they just won't raise the flag.
And Aguero, too.
Right.
Yeah, she almost scored an offside goal.
It's a weird mental block that
set
we
pieces
all have.
And stuff
it
like
feels
that.
That way. It absolutely feels that way. They get more shots. They're in the box. Like, no, that's not true. He's in the box.
Or is he just more efficient?
In the box. He just shoots constantly. He's always breaking. Like,
yeah,
he's done it all year. It's crazy.
He's good. I mean, right now he's the best option probably.
I was on the subway and there's this ad for some bullshit. I didn't even look at the ad. And the book that was sitting on the table in the ad was just like, it's just said salad is the best. And I was just like, God damn.
Salad
God damn
is
right. You're goddamn fucking right.
But I still want a Cap Coon because I'm doing horribly.
Yeah. I still like want a Cap Kane because I'm like, he's going to score a hat trick.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, how many times am I going to do that?
Yeah, it's like Salah's also.
He's also maybe going to score a hat trick or double digit at least.
Maybe if you do it, Nate, I'll do it too. We could be the two sad guys at the bar again.
Second
round.
If I bring Coon, it's going to be very tempting too. Yeah. There's the forward bias. There's also the home bias. And I just don't know how much that matters. You know, like Swansea are the fucking worst team in the league.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters.
You have to believe also, like, they're going to bounce back really hard.
City?
Yeah.
I mean, Pep's probably going to just go all out, and they're going to go all out.
Like,
and
if they're up, if they get one goal, if they get up two, they're just going to keep going.
Yeah.
They're going to try to score
they
seven.
They might run
or eight.
The score up and just
what
destroy.
About Raz? I think Raz is a show.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's like kind of fallen by the wayside because
we're
talking
about
Coon, but
weekend. But
for people
he's not
that don't
playing
own,
Andrew Robertson next week.
No, I mean, he's not going to be in a pocket of a Scottishman, a Scottish gender. But I mean, if you don't have Coon and you're looking at Cap, like, you know, that's a shout.
It's weird because we have back to back weeks of differential Cap shouts. Last week or this past game week, it's because all the good teams had bad fixtures. So it's like where to go, not sure, can't
now
came
it's
through.
Has good
and now everyone has good fixtures, so there's also equal chance of everyone hauling, and it's so hard to pick which one.
It's a tough time.
Damn it, Cap Morata.
No.
kind of a good shot.
Don't do an Eternius.
Of course I'm never going to do that. Oh, my God.
I might Cap Coon. I might have just changed my mind.
That's just like, the thing is, I mean, we just talked about it, but it's just like.
It's a bounce back.
No, it's bounce back, but it's just like, also it's like. It's just like the way you play the game strategically about just like this week there's like three really good, like between Salah, Kane, and Coon. It's like they're all like really good captaincy options. But Coon is like by far the lowest percent capped.
Right.
And owned. Yeah. So it's kind of just like how like game theory, like how you play the game is it's just like.
And I'm always going to go with the highest risk.
Yeah, so I mean, if that's the case, then like that's the obvious play. But
yeah,
you know, if you want to just like consolidate,
it kind of burned me this week, but it wasn't that bad of a burn.
No, I mean, you lost like 7 points to the Kane captainers, and then you know, that's the thing is like, you know, if you got 6-13, it's like if you get like an extra clean sheet, like you're even.
Yeah,
so it's not like a huge thing,
right? Know? Yeah, I
it's
had Arnie
like
picking up the slack for me.
I mean, you're not like 34-4. Like if you had a blank. We're just talking about, like, Coon and
risk reward of capping Coon versus it's someone so highly owned.
Yeah. But, like, if you have, like, someone else, like, say if Kane get a hat trick and Coon blank, like, you know, that's like, a 15-30-point difference. Like, that's an insurmountable amount. But
yeah, like, I feel good owning all the captaincy shouts and capping the high-risk one.
Mm-hmm.
You want to cap. See, that's usually counterintuitive. It's usually cap the safest guy.
Yeah. But in a week because where it's going to be pretty spread.
Double his points,
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We did talk about that last week with the, is it best to captain Coon and own Salah Kane, or is it best to just own Coon and let that be its own differential?
Yeah.
There's probably some sort of like math way to figure that out.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I think your current rank plays into that a lot.
Yeah.
If you're looking
like how much you need to climb, or do you need to stay afloat?
That only plays into like your thinking. It has nothing to do with like the output of the player.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna try.
It's just like psychology.
Figure out some sort of math thing that
math
tells
like
us that
1 + 1 = 3.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is there some mathematician in Slack?
Probably some PhD mathematician that is gonna run this in stats channel. But yeah, I don't know. Like, the thing that when you guys were talking about Coon, all I was thinking is, like, I fucking hope my cup opponent does not have Coon.
Because
I'll be terrified. Because he could just bury me single-handedly. So we'll have to see. But, yeah, captains all spread out. And then let's talk about our teams. This is – I'm most looking forward to this on the pod because we have guest and producer in the house. But I don't know. Walsh, what are you looking at for your team this week?
I don't know what my team is right now.
Walsh doesn't have a computer.
You
so.
Tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm fucking chilling, bro.
Yeah, your
go
team,
to guest.
Your team's really good.
Yeah, everything's
okay,
great.
Let's skip Walsh's
I'm
team
pulling up
week.
Walsh's team.
Well, you have Christensen.
Bodker. Yeah, I mean, Bodker's
I think it's easy save for you. Yeah, maybe goalie.
Are you holding your Spud assets?
No. Erickson is fucking
oh, we
off.
Didn't talk about Spurs at all.
Yeah, should've, fucking maybe. Hate Spurs.
But, all right, so why are you getting rid of Erickson, keeping Ali, keeping Kane? Like, what's up?
You no, say but, that to me, and it's just like, this is. We've had this conversation 5 times, and I hate Spurs so hard.
I know. They both return. Yeah, they both, like, barely return.
I mean, Spurs are just awful. Like, they're just so bad. And I cannot wait to get rid of everybody on Spurs that I have on my team. But I think Erickson...
Except Kane.
No, I expect Kane. Kane's fine, but... And Ali was whatever the fuck. He was terrible, but he was playing far forward. But Erickson's just, like, Erickson's dropping deep. He's playing, like, a DM role. And it's just not great from an FPL asset standpoint that you're holding a 9 million premium asset on midfield for someone who's playing a fucking side passes and back passes. And, you know, he's like a very expensive Tom Carroll. You know, he's just like, you're paying for an indirect. Am I right or wrong?
That's good.
No, I mean, it's you're
laughing
paying
in agreement.
You're paying for indirect set pieces. And
yeah,
I mean, Tom Carroll's like 4-3 and Erickson's like 9 change. So
where are you going? Mane?
Mane, I mean, Mane in is absolutely the most dead cert thing in my life.
That's lovely. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, jealous. I was looking at downgrading to Arnie and
yeah.
doing some fuckery, but
some fuckery, yeah.
I mean, Mane is just such a nice guy. Like, I want to have, like,
it's
I like
such
you.
A good
like,
differential.
Your hair's cool. Like, you're bald like me. Like, let's hang out.
His hairline is, like, literally on the top of his scalp.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah,
well,
it's
looking further ahead, are you holding Ali or are you going to get rid of him next?
No, he's like, that's like an Arnie shit. Like, I don't
yeah.
know.
So you're going to end up with Mane and Arnie. You're going to be loving life soon enough.
I love you guys, Jason. Happy to have you on the pod. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But
I like it.
Mane is 1.8% on top 10K.
He should be less than that because he's...
It's surprising he's not less than that.
He's so bad. Like,
he hasn't
really
been playing
bad.
And he's been out of form, but now he's good again.
No, but he's not good.
Yes.
But dude, last game he was so bad.
That's the thing with him, though.
I hate him. I...
Mane?
Yeah. No.
That's I'm talking about Mane.
I'm talking about Ali.
Oh God, I'm talking about Mane.
I'm Mr. Confused.
I'm like, he's not bad.
No, I love Mane. Okay, we're trans right now.
I was like, he's good.
I hate Ali. I'm so confused.
No, yeah, Ali. I have Son, and Ali is the reason Son didn't have like a quadruple return.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
because he plays with Dele
Alli. Because Ali's on the pitch and he's
and
awful.
That hurts all of Son's.
And
stats
everybody.
And
like he
everyone.
Just hurts everyone.
He just hurts every attacking player. Yeah. He makes it worse.
Yeah. Well, Son's another hold, right? Like,
and
if you have
Son.
No, if
good.
I had Son instead of Ali, I wouldn't be remote. I wouldn't even be looking at that spot. I would be like completely focused elsewhere.
So we can go to my team then because I have Son. And like guys like Son and Arnie before this game week, I was really thinking like, they're both kind of not good. I should probably turn one of them into Lingard or some other fucker, but I can't possibly get rid of either of them. I'm at a point where I just, like, can't touch my midfield, which is good because they're good, but it's bad because I like tinkering. But so Morata's my big problem, and I basically have to decide, do I want to go Morata to Kuhn? Do I want to go Morata to Bob? Or do I want to go Morata to, like, Callum Wilson? And then I go RLC to Mane. And it's like, because no matter what, it'll be a double swap. But what Walsh and I were talking about before the pod is just like, it's another one of those forward bias things. It's like, I feel like I need two big forwards. I want to see the double-digit million guy I'm leading the line on my team. It feels good. But like, Mane is fucking amazing. And I think he's better than Bob to own. Like, why would I even consider Bob? And like, I want Kuhn, but it greatly diminishes the rest of my team because I have to downgrade someone else and I'll be just stretched really thin. I'll have to bring in like Danilo for Otamendi or something like that, which is fine, but maybe not fine. It's just like, I don't know. It just seems to make my whole team better if I just go the other way and go with a midfielder, go with someone who's more nailed and better. And I'm a Liverpool supporter, so fuck, I get that boner too.
So the Ox it is.
So the Ox it is. And I mean, it's a great captain week for the Ox. But yeah, that's the things I'm thinking about. But it's tough in a good way because I've been flying, but I have two frees and I have one giant Morata-sized asshole on my team. So I just need to plug that. And there's three-ish things I'm thinking about loosely. And one of them, as Walsh would say, is going to greatly outscore the rest of them. And I just have no idea which one it is. And I just have to pick one and just hope it happens. So that's where I'm at in my team. What about you, guest?
No,
you want to talk about my team?
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Let's bounce it off.
So, I mean, guess, like, what do you think about what he's saying? Like, where would you want to put
Mane,
your...
What do you think
where would you put your dicks in the balls?
I'm biased, but I go Kun.
Yeah.
Kun short term, and I figure out how to get to Mane later on.
So you want Kun for, like, 3 weeks, and then you want to downshift to Mane.
Yeah, because I think it's harder to bring Kun in, that it's super easy to take him out because you get a shit ton of money, you do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, I catch it.
So like, if you can get him in for this Newcastle match, go for it.
Home Newcastle, home West Brom.
Yeah, while his ownership is nothing.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the upside's there. That's the upside.
That's the upside. So
that's the risky play because it's downgrade somewhere else, but it's the upside play.
So, I mean, you think the upside with Kun is great enough that you would want to thin out the 10th and 11th spots on your side to just bring him in because he's got three or four home bankers. Like, he's going to fucking bang, and you feel confident there.
I feel pretty good. I believe in the City bounce back after this loss.
Okay.
I think they're going to come out looking strong. Uh-huh. And, yeah, I mean, if you have a way out where you can drop him down and bring in Mane in 2 or 3 weeks.
I mean, everyone has a way out, though. That's anyone. The thing. It's like,
yeah, if you get him,
fucking 12 million, like, you can downshift him.
But also, if it works out, you're not going to get rid of him.
Yeah, you won't get him.
There's also a chance he's in my team for the rest of the season.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. I don't think it will happen, but it's possible. Yeah. So I don't know. Nate, what do you think?
Yeah, where are you
on the same page as guest?
If it's Kun over Bobby or Mane, I'd go Kun.
Mm. Yeah. So that.
What are you losing in that scenario?
I'm probably gonna do Otamendi to Danilo to afford it.
Oh, that's your double switch. And then who's your fourth and fifth mids?
Well, fifth mid is RLC. Never plays. He's just on my bench. So my midfield's good. It would thin out my defense a lot though, because I'd be in a 4-4-2. So I'd have Danilo, who I'd be getting in. I'd have Bodker, who's a fucking dickhead. I'd have Jones, who's good. And then Duffy and Ogbonna. So it's like starting four from that is not the best thing in the world. But it might be fine. Like,
I see. If you do RLC to Mane, then you can do three.
Yeah, exactly. If I did that, then I'd be in a 4-5-1 or 3-5-2, maybe with Callum or something. I think Callum's good. We didn't talk about him, but Callum's good. Well, yeah. All right, so I'll figure that out. I'll post on Lambs. It'll be a scenic Lambs. But Jason, what are you looking at with your team?
I got no moves to make. I got great fixtures. I just want to bank a...
Look at Guess. It's like, oh, hey, like, my deck's really hard right now. Like, it's great. I'm destructing it. Like, everyone's fine.
I'm just going to bank this free transfer and figure out how I'm going to get to my big, like, longer term problem is how do I get to Mane, because I don't have mid price
no
slots
one owns
to upgrade.
Mane, though.
I want to get there, though.
But it's not a big problem.
We hyped everyone up.
Yeah,
on
like
Mane.
This is ridiculous. Like, nobody owns Mane.
No one owns Mane.
Yeah, like, nobody.
And it's fine to not own him.
Great,
but, but that's exactly why you want to own him.
Yeah, that's how you want him.
Yeah.
So you have no problems. Your team is just amazing.
I'm chilling.
You're just incredible.
I'm waiting for someone to get injured or whatever.
Right, whoever's like, in Jason's group in the FML Cup is completely fucked. It's going to be sexy and Jason cleans it.
I need two wins. I need to win these next two. So, yeah, I mean, I'm...
Yeah, you're like, oh, I transferred out Lubriderm for, like, didn't even take a hit. Like, I just, like, I don't even need Vaseline. Like, it just, like, spit. Like,
I'm raw dogging it.
-2, like, whatever.
Oh, Well, that's a good job by you. I'm just very jealous of not having any problems in my team whatsoever. Nate, what about you? Your team's not so good. You just have some really bad guys.
Speaking of Sun. I have just enough to go Zaha to Sun. If I want to just do that this week, have a big boost.
He's really good.
That was my takeaway from the Spurs game was...
He's fucking good.
Yeah. Everyone else is like fine. Yeah. The
fixtures are tricky though.
What for Spuds? I mean, at Southampton is incredible.
No, but right after that,
but then home United, at Liverpool, home Arsenal, consecutive.
Yeah,
so not it's great.
Those two middle ones are pretty rough.
Not great.
It's that or nice.
Guest loves it. Former Arscast fan, guest in.
Just a wind-up merchant now.
So it's either that or I'm going to Arnie somehow. Because I need Richarlison out too. So either I'm going to save some money and do it with Zaha or use Richarlison.
You have one free?
Yeah.
So yeah, you're choosing between Wilf or Richarlison to get rid of this week?
Yeah.
God, yeah, they're both bad. The fuck out of your team, ASAP.
Or I take a hit and get rid of both. But
hits are bad. But
hits are bad.
Hits are bad. Everybody confirms.
Yeah, yeah. It just objectively.
Wait, why are they bad?
Fucking decision. Bad. Well, Wilf has Arsenal this week. Is that a good fixture?
Yeah, it's
fixture?
An incredible fixture.
Attacking
fixture.
Actual good. Right?
He's up against Maitland-Niles.
He's kind of the only guy that can actually do anything against him.
Oh.
Is he, though? Is he on the right?
I mean, that's to think that there's only one player against Arsenal that could do something against them is a ridiculous notion.
No. Like, no, Maitland-Niles can actually keep up with Zaha.
Yeah, I mean, he's like fast because he's like a little chalk.
Oh my god.
Don't talk
Wait,
to me.
No, I want Nate.
I want to fucking have a fag.
I want Nate's answer. Is that a good fiction for Wilf? You got to
I mean,
be
he
honest.
Didn't look he didn't look great the last game. Wilf didn't look great.
So Arsenal are going to
He's
do
like
a job
on his
him?
Game. He's going to be he's the type of player that can be dangerous against
So it's
us.
Up to him. I see what you're saying. You're dodging the question. I see what you're saying. He doesn't want to talk about Arscast. That's a sad thing. What about so you have to weigh which one do you want to get rid of more immediately? Richarlison's at Leicester. That's an actual good fixture. I don't know.
But he didn't fucking touch the ball in the last game. Didn't do anything.
So yeah, just fucking wild card.
Maybe I'll fucking handball one in.
Yeah, Decore. Okay. So that's where we're at on that. Nate's got
But I need a boost in the cup. So I got to do something.
Yeah. Well, you got to draw at least. You're better off than Jason.
Captain Kuhn is your boost.
Yeah.
Captain Kuhn's
a boost. I need three in the next game and then I'll be good.
You're 1-0, right, Jason?
I'm 0-1.
He's 0-1, dude.
I'm sitting on 0 points.
I know that.
Me and you 1-0, though.
Yeah.
Thank Hugo for taking a hit. Yeah,
how did Derek do?
Who cares?
I don't know. Actually, though, who cares? I mean, all right, yeah, I think we can go ahead to the anus slaps unless there's anything else anyone wants to talk about or whatever.
Anus. We'll see you in an hour or not.
Nate, Jason, anything you want to get in before I slap so many asses?
No, have at it.
Okay, so we announced the cup obviously last pod, and we just got so many patrons. Thank you all so much for signing up, all the fucking new patrons of the week. I'm just going to rattle these off as fast as I possibly can. We got Gout Stinderud, who's fucking... We missed him like last week or 2 weeks ago, so sorry about that bad job by us. We got this guy's name. He registers for Patreon. You know, it says first name, last name. This guy puts in friend of the pod. First name, last name. I don't know what the fuck he's on. We got Mark Evans. We got Michael Castro. We got Guy Dyer. I love the name Guy. Tony Lagerstrom. Christian. Oh, I can't say this name. Christian Faggerly. You can't give me that name. All Walsh was thinking about going outside and smoking a fag. We got Gutorm Kavame. We got Brian Fay. We got Etheridge Nets. We got Jacob Boy Hansen. We got Andy Mason. We got Pat Anderson. We got Andrew, no last name. We got Alexander from Mokhtar. What is that? Is that his last name, or is that where he's from? Yeah. But he put in his last name from Mokhtar.
Yeah, no, and that's what I said. From is like a Swedish name. Mokhtar is like Arabic.
Oh, from is his name.
It's like a Swedish
name. Oh, it's not like the word
like
from.
Is like Alex.
Oh, I love that. We got Amol Deshpande. Pande. We got Adam Bradshaw. We got Tom Cussworth. We got Joey Calvert. We got Tinkerman. That's what he puts in his name field. We got Peter DeBell. We got Josh Michael. We got Richard Ha. We got JP. Not related to the next guy, John Proudfoot, also a JP. We got Oystein Djerus. He's got the O with the thing in it, which is zero in English. I don't know what it is. But. And Mr. Tools. We got Pratik Mali. We got Barak Chaudhry. Actual friend of the pod since day fucking one.
Actual.
Hundreds of emails.
Hundreds
of emails with us. Absolute legend. He Captain Rom today like a fucking psycho. We got Calvin Linksmeyer. We got Austin Schatz related to Colin Schatz, little brother rivalry there. We got Sam Crawley, Ludwig Dahlbeck, Cord Jarvie, Dylan Cronin, Vaibhav Mehta. We got Mitch Morales. We got Ben Cohen, Aiden O'Neill, Rohan Bhatia, Al the Eagle. Okay. Relax, Al. We got George. George Simmons, Frederick Nordstrom, Vince Alvarez, and Jordan Forster. Thanks so much for signing up.
Frazier's little brother.
Yeah, exactly. We got patreon.com/FMLFields. Good job. Thanks for joining the cup.
Good job by you.
Good job by you. Check us out at FMLField.com. Follow on Twitter at FMLField. Support us at patreon.com/FMLField. Cheers.